The prophet's children, a blessing to mankind. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد الأنبياء والمرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم Respected viewers, please recite after me الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله We once again welcome you in our program, the beloved children of Mustafa صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم. In this program, we will talk about Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha, the daughter of Mustafa Kareem alayhi salatu wa taslim. Respected viewers, before we proceed towards topic of the day, let's make few good intentions. My Shaykh Tariqat Amir of Ahl Sunnah, Hazrat Allama Maulana Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri, Damat Barakatum Al-Aliya, has given us a beautiful mindset that we should make good intentions before we perform any permissible task or any good deed. As I am presenting this program, I make this intention, I will present this for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you are watching this program, you can make this intention, you watch from start to end, remember what you learn, act upon, and pass this knowledge on to others. I would urge you, if you could ask your family members to come sit in front of Madani Channel's TV screen and watch this program from start to end. Inshallah, you will find it very fascinating and informative for you and for your family. So much to learn from the seerah of Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha today. Respected viewers, in earlier episode, we discussed about the seerah of this blessed daughter of Mustafa radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Today, we will talk about the migration in specific of Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha. Among Muslims, Sayyiduna Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala and Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha were the first to migrate towards Abyssinia, Habsha. After their departure to Abyssinia, when no information was received about them for some days, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam got worried. He sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would come out to inquire about their well-being. One day, a woman of Quraysh came to Makkah from Abyssinia. She said, O Abu al-Qasim, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, I saw your son-in-law going to Abyssinia. His wife was traveling on a donkey and he himself was driving the carriage. Having heard this, the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam prayed, Allah Almighty keep them both safe. Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha is the first female migrant in Islam. This is itself a great distinction she possesses. She radiyallahu ta'ala anha was privileged to migrate thrice in the way of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahu Akbar. Respected viewers, when you look at the fadail and excellence to migrate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of Islam, then you will realize that what a great deed this itself is. And one being the first one to do this, Allahu Akbar. What a great honor and privilege this is. In the fifth year, after the declaration of the prophethood, 11 men and 4 women migrated towards Abyssinia. It was the first migration in Islam. For this migration, Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala and Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha were the first to depart. It has been narrated that when Sayyidina Uthman Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala intended to migrate, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam said, also take Ruqayya with you. I think that between you, one will maintain patience for the other. Then, after Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala had gone, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam sent Sayyidatuna Asma bint Abu Bakr radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma for getting information about them. She returned and said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, Sayyidina Uthman radiyallahu ta'ala took out a pack saddle donkey and set out towards the sea with Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha sitting on it. The beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, O Abu Bakr, after Sayyiduna Ibrahim and Sayyiduna Lut alayhi wassalam, they are the first migrants, those who migrate in the way of Allah Almighty. Allahu Akbar. What an honor. Many migrants who had gone to Abyssinia returned to Makkah the same year in Shawwal. After some time, the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam ordered to migrate again. This time, 83 men and 18 women migrated. Sayyidatuna Ruqayya and Sayyidatuna Uthman radiyallahu anh were also among them. This was the second migration towards Abyssinia. And respected viewers, this time, before setting out for Abyssinia, Sayyidatuna Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anh humbly said, Ya Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, we migrated towards Abyssinia once, and this is our second migration. But we neither had your company before nor now. Having heard such great emotions, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, you are migrating towards Allah and me. Both these migrations are for you. Subhanallah. It has become clear that if a Muslim goes somewhere, leaving his family for Islam, it is his migration towards Allah and his Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. As Sayyiduna Uthmani Ghani radiyallahu ta'ala and was apparently going towards Abyssinia, but he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you are migrating towards Allah and me. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Respected viewers, now let's talk about the migration towards Madinatul Nabi. Zadahallahu sharfan wa ta'zima. Imam Bukhari rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated when the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam migrated to Madina Munawwara. Having heard this news, some migrants who had gone to Abyssinia returned and migrated to join the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu anh and Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha were also among them. Respected viewers, did you see that what a great passion for sacrifice in the part of the religion Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala anha had? Surely, leaving home and family, belongings, friends, relatives in order to go to another country or city, not once but thrice, it's not a piece of cake, it's not easy. It is an act of great courage. The Allah Almighty also bless us with the same passion. Now I ask you one question, respect you, of Qadirishan. If you've got your house, if you've got your business, if you've got your relatives, if you've got each and everything somewhere, Allahu Akbar, and then you're forced to leave that place, do you think it is easy? Look at those Sahaba Ikram, those blessed personalities, likes of Sayyidina Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala and Sayyidina Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala and ha. They did all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for the sake of religion. They did this great sacrifice. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevate their darajat. Now, let's listen at what reward it contains. What was the reason, Allahu Akbar, which motivated them to do this? Surely, this was the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This was for the sake of Deen Islam. But when you do something for Allah, when you do something for the religion of Deen Islam, Allahu Akbar, then the reward is also immense, respected viewers. The more harder some deed is, the higher the reward is also. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين هاجروا في الله من بعد ما ظلموا لنبوئنهم في الدنيا حسنة ولأجر الآخرة أكبر لَوْ كَانُوا يَعْلَمُونَ and those who migrated in the way of Allah after being oppressed. We shall most definitely grant them an excellent abode in this world, and certainly the reward of the hereafter is greater, if only they knew. Sayyiduna Qatada radiallahu ta'ala and says that this very verse is revealed for the blessed Sahaba and Sahabiyat of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, whom the people of Makkah tarnished a lot, tortured them, and forced them to leave their homeland. These people had to leave their own country for the sake of Islam. Some of them went to Abyssinia and then came to Madinah Tayyaba from Abyssinia. And some migrated to the blessed Medina. Allah Almighty has praised them and declared their reward to be very great, as you heard in this blessed verse of the Holy Quran. Respected verse, there are three things in specific which are mentioned in this very blessed verse. Let's learn them. The very first is sincerity of the migrants. Ikhlas, lillahiyat. They did it for the sake of Deen Islam, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. At the beginning of the verse, it is stated, وَالَّذِينَ هَاجَرُوا فِي اللَّهِ, and those who migrated in the way of Allah. It means the migrants who did not migrate for worldly benefits, but migrated purely for pleasing Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. It has been learnt that migrants are of great excellence, as their act of migrating purely for the Lord's pleasure has been testified by Allah Almighty Himself. So people can migrate for various reasons. So whatever reason they migrate for, so they do for that. But when you migrate for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that holds an immense reward, which is being discussed. And the second point which is mentioned, worldly reward for migration. After this, the migrants, worldly reward has been mentioned. We shall most definitely grant them an excellent abode in this world. So, the promise of the reward even in this world was done. Good place means Madinah Tayyaba, which Allah Almighty made a place of migration for them. Subhanallah. Allahu Akbar. Now, the place beloved to Allah Almighty. It has been learned that Allah Almighty loves Madinah Munawwara very much. For this reason, He chose it to be permanent residence of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam and his blessed companions alayhim ridwan, and declared it to be a good place. Imam Hakim Nishapuri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has narrated in Mustadrak that when the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam intended to migrate, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam made this dua to Allah Almighty. Allahumma innaka إن أخرجتني من أحب البلاد إلي فاسكني في أحب البلاد إليك. O Lord, you have commanded me to leave my most beloved city, which means Makkah, Mukarrama. Now grant me residence at the place which is the most beloved to you. Subhanallah. Makkah se isliye bhi afzal hua Madina. Makkah se isliye bhi afzal hua Madina. His same iski aya meethe nabi karaza. Sallu ila al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In this above mentioned blessed verse, the blessed Madina has been called Hasana, a good place. It is one of the names of Madina Munawwara, which has perhaps been derived from the blessed verse Hasana, means a nice and excellent place. Alhamdulillah, Madina Tayyaba is very nice, excellent, and very beautiful from each and every perspective. Therefore, it is called Hasana. Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Haq Muhaddith Dahlvi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, the apparent beauty of Madina Munawwara is that there are gardens, springs, wells, high mountains, great atmosphere, sites of shrines. Noor has surrounded the whole city. This entire region is very lively and pleasant. Baag-e-Taiba ka husn kya kehna? Baag-e-Taiba ka husn kya kehna? Jaam-e-Noor jaise ho pehna? Husn sara yahin simat aya. Wah, kya baat hai, Madine. Shaykh-e-Muhaqqiq, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, his father said, the internal beauty of the city is by the virtue of the presence of the beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Moreover, the blessed children of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the blessed companions who possess all blessings and saintly miracles are also resting here. This is also one of the reasons which adds beauty in the beauty of Medina. These are the qualities which only this blessed city possesses. And then the third thing which is mentioned in this blessed verse, that is gift of migration in the hereafter. The reward of the hereafter. Then mentioning the gift of the migrants, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَلَأَجْرُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ. And certainly the reward of the hereafter is greater. It means the migrants' act of enjoying peace in Medina Munawwara will not reduce their hereafter reward, as the travel expenses of government officials do not reduce their salary. Right next to this very verse which we have learned, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا وَعَلَىٰ رَبِّهِمْ يَتَوَكَّلُونَ. Those who were patient and only placed their trust in their Lord. Speculous regarding this, Mufti Ahmad Yar Khan Naimi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said in the tafsir, patience and absolute trust, tawakkul upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are extremely high levels of tariqah, meaning the spiritual journey. From this, it has been learned that all the first migrants had a very high status of saintliness, which is being testified even by Allah Almighty. Since this verse was revealed in Makkah, before the migration, it applies only to the migrants who migrated first. Those who migrated to Medina first, such as Sayyidatuna Ruqayya and Sayyiduna Uthman bin Affan radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma. It has also been learned that having patience when leaving your country for the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's pleasure is a great virtue. Allama Ahmad Sawi rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi said, the absolute trust in Allah Almighty of the blessed companions who migrated is great. They left their wealth, family and home for the Lord's pleasure. They became content with the people's scorn instead of respect, and poverty and starvation instead of wealth. Allah Almighty changed the scorn people would feel for them into respect and poverty into wealth, and rewarded them. Thus, they became the chief of all the people in the world and hereafter. Imam Bawsiri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi has said, مَا لِمُوسَى وَلَا لِعِيسَى حَوَّارِيُّونَ فِي فَضْلِهِمْ وَلَا نُقَبَاءُ. No one from the companions of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam and from the companions of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam had such excellence which the blessed companions of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam have. This is the status of Sahaba Ikram alayhim ridwan of the Ummah of Rasul alayhi salatu wa taslim. Respected viewers of Madani Channel, today we learned about Sayyidatuna Ruqayya radiyallahu ta'ala and her migration. We learned the fadail and excellences of migrating in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We also learned the reward Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has kept for such blessed companions, alayhim ridwan, sahaba ikram, and sahabiyat. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala shower countless blessings upon the shrine of Sayyidatuna Ruqayya, the daughter of Mustafa, radiyallahu ta'ala anha, and forgive us for her sake. Ameen, bijahin nabil, ameen. Inshallah, we'll continue further in our upcoming episodes. That's all for today. Keep watching Madani channel. Keep reciting Salat upon Nabi alayhi salatu wa taslim. Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
The Prophet's children, a blessing to mankind. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned. Honored and respected, their greatness forever aligned.